This is Udayan Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli pledges to resolve country's existing problems. Speaker Devraj Khemre holds a discussion with chief whips of political parties on making House of Representatives' sessions meaningful. Parliamentarians suggest government is stressing on entrepreneurship development and end of class divisions through necessary amendments in Education Bill 2023. And U.S. President Joe Biden faces new questions over his candidacy in November's election as COVID holds election campaign. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has pledged to resolve the existing problems surfaced in the country. Addressing a program organized in Kathmandu today on the occasion of Engineers' Day, the head of the government underlined the need of collective efforts from all in nation building. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli has congratulated all Nepalis for Nepal receiving the ICC Digital Fan Engagement Award. The International Cricket Council announced to present this year's ICC Digital Fan Engagement Award to Nepal. Bishnu Rimal has been appointed as Chief Political Advisor of the Prime Minister, K.P. Sharma Oli. Today's cabinet meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simadarbar this evening decided to appoint UML's Bishnu Rimal as Chief Political Advisor of the Prime Minister. Likewise, Minister for Communication and Information Technology and Government Spokesperson Prithibi Subba Gurung said that Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada has been appointed as the Finance Advisor of the Prime Minister. Speaker Devraj Khemre and Chief Whips of political parties have discussed on various issues of making the House of Representatives' sessions more effective. CPN Mao Center Chief Whip Hitraj Pandey said that the Federal Parliament Secretariat meeting discussed the matters regarding the Prime Minister's vote of confidence, making the calendar for the upcoming 15 days and electing the chairperson of various committees. Similarly, CPN EML Chief Whip Mahesh Bartola said that the meeting discussed about giving time to committee for discussing upon the various bills and the Prime Minister's vote of confidence. The Education, Health and Information Technology Committee under the House of Representatives has discussed with the lawmakers seeking amendments on the Education Bill 2023. In the meeting of the committee held at Simadarbar today, the lawmakers suggested the bill should emphasize on the development of entrepreneurship and end of class divisions through necessary amendments in the Education Bill. The Lok Tantrik Samajwadi Party has decided to give the vote of confidence to Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. Party Chief Whip Ram Prasad Chaudhary said a parliamentary party meeting of the Lok Tantrik Samajwadi Party, presided over by its chair Mahanta Thakur, decided to give the vote of confidence to the Prime Minister. Sarat Singh Bhandari is the Minister for Labour and Employment in the present government, representing the party. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is scheduled to seek a vote of confidence from the House of Representatives coming Sunday. The newly appointed Attorney General Ramesh Badal says he will discharge his responsibilities to make victims experience justice. Taking charge of his office today, Attorney General Badal said he would carry out works fulfilling the authority given by the Constitution and existing laws so that the victims get justice. He also suggested the government attorneys to move ahead only after a thorough study of the case, saying the government attorneys are considered the first judges. This news comes to you from Daily Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेड मा नि आयो
1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रीपेड को पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिया थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकम को GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइन मा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बर मा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज A squad from the Narcotic Control Bureau has apprehended two people, one Indian and another Nigerian, on the charge of smuggling cocaine weighing 1 kilo and 100 grams. According to Bureau Chief and Senior Superintendent of Police Dinesh Kumar Acharya, the arrestees are 23-year-old Fahimuddin Nasimuddin Ansari from India and 44-year-old Akechukwu Cyril Obodopula from Nigeria. The Nigerian national landed in Nepal on a Qatar Airlines flight on the 16th of July to supply the contraband to Ansari. He is accused of smuggling cocaine into Nepal and was arrested from Pinglasthan. Ansari arrived in Kathmandu via Mumbai on an Indigo Airlines to receive the contraband. He was also arrested from Tamil along with the cocaine. Nepal has established diplomatic relations with the Republic of Kiribati today. With this, the number of countries with which Nepal has diplomatic relations has reached 183. Ambassador and permanent representative of Nepal to the United Nations, Lok Bahadur Thapa, and ambassador and permanent representative of the Republic of Kiribati to the United States, signed a joint communique to this effect in a brief ceremony held at the permanent mission of Nepal in New York today. They also signed a joint letter informing the Secretary General of the United Nations about the establishment of the diplomatic relations between the two countries. Kiribati, which is located in the Central Pacific Ocean, gained independence on the 12th of July in 1979 from Britain. It has a total land area of 811 square kilometers with a population of over 120,000 people. You are listening to Radio Nepal's IPMing Listeners Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Joe Biden has faced new questions over his candidacy in the November election, with his campaign events currently on pause due to the COVID-19 infection. According to the BBC, the top two Democrats in the U.S. Congress, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries are both reported to have met him individually to express concerns over his bid for the White House. Mr. Biden's re-election attempt was already being buffeted by growing dissent among top Democrats after his disastrous debate performance against Donald Trump last month. Thousands of students armed with sticks and rocks clashed with armed police in Dhaka on Thursday as the Bangladesh authorities cut some mobile internet services to calm down anti-quota protests that have killed at least 12 people this week. According to the Reuters news agency, six people died in clashes with police in Dhaka on Thursday, including a bus driver whose body was brought to a hospital with a bullet wound to his chest and a student. More than hundreds of people are reported to have been injured in the protest. The nationwide protests are the biggest since Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina was re-elected to a fourth term in office and are fueled by high unemployment among the youth, with nearly a fifth of 170 million population out of work or education. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Karnali Province, Sudhir Pashchim Province, and at one or two places of the rest of the provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Kosi Province, Madhes Province, Gandaki Province, and Sudhir Pashchim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli pledges to resolve country's existing problems. Speaker Debraj Kimire holds a discussion with chief whips of political parties on making House of Representatives decisions meaningful. Parliament trends suggest government stressing on entrepreneurship development and end of class divisions through necessary amendments in Education Bill 2023. And U.S. President Joe Biden faces new questions over his candidacy in November's election as COVID holds election campaign. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.